morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Monday Night America here on NDB Media. I'm your host, Roger Noriega. Of course, the opening theme, Robert Summers Potterton III. Thank you ever so much. You can head on over to ndbmedia.net. We're working on it, but that's the site where everything is. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to tonight. I have a lot of stuff. I've got my week magazine and lots of other things to go over. First of all, number one, one of the adults, and I use this term loosely, she's leaving. Goodbye, Nikki. I guess she's leaving sometime at the end of the year. Hey, whatever. I'm looking at my Star Wars Commander game. Oh, it looks like I got lit up. It's the Jenica is telling me I lost 153 E's and 8 medals. And this happened like 59 seconds ago. Oh, man, if I would have been online, it wouldn't have happened. 94% damage. Oh, I'm going to go get that little punk. I'm going to nail him. Nail him like there's no tomorrow. Yeah. I'm talking about a video game. But anyway, whatever. Use your imagination. Go with it however you want. You know, just imagination. That's all. That's all I'm asking you for. Just a little bit of that. I'm home and probably City Skylines is playing in the background. We'll have to see while it loads up. My city is doing very, very well. I'm very happy. And we'll see. Oh, my goodness. The big dog is in the chat room. Wow. Hey, hidey-ho there, big dog. Wow. We saw each other on Saturday. I died after that, big dog. 14 hours straight, pal. 14 hours straight. I'll have to send you a text message on what the results were. But let's just say they're double the minimum. That's all I can say. I could take next week off if I want. Folks, it's a secondhand language between the big dog and I. I'm talking about my time on Uber. It was an absolutely phenomenal night. And it wasn't only phenomenal due to the earnings because, oh, wow. Because of the earnings, I don't have to work next weekend. But I'm going to because now I'm actually ahead of the game. So I'm looking forward to that. But what really made my day was making a contact with a beautiful woman. And I mean that physically and mentally. I had no idea that she was a doctor. And she was just absolutely awesome. Her name was Dawn, or is Dawn. And I got in the car and I delivered a one-liner. She said, ah, a comedian. Well, only in my mind, I said. And she just died laughing. And we went on from there. And it was a great ride from L.A. all the way to Santa Monica. Absolutely beautiful. But as the trip was progressing, I went and, you know, described who and what I was talking about with the family, and I mentioned my youngest, and then she identified herself as a doctor, a physician, and she was taken by the fact that my daughter is wanting to be a doctor, and she offered me her card, which she gave me at the end of the trip, and it was a mentor offership to my daughter. She said, if she has any questions, anything, give her a call. Wow. It's the small, tiny decisions you make to get to where you are. Anyone who's driven for Lyft and Uber knows what I'm talking about. It's instead of going right, you turn left. Or screw the app, I'm going to go this way. Or I'm going to head in this direction, whatever it is. And I arrived there, and I was just, wow. And I shared this with GMO late last night, and GMO was floored. So we're going to respond to her, and I'm looking ever so forward to this. And since she's a doctor, maybe she'll be on the program from time to time. Yep, that's me, always hitting up everyone to see if they want to be on the program. Just for variety's sake and stuff like that. But could you imagine having a real doctor be here? Not for a doc. I got an itch on my nose. What is that? I don't know, hypochondriac. What is that? But that's neither here nor there. But anyway, if the big dog wants to join me, he's more than welcome. Let me see. Maybe Saturday's 14-hour drive explains your Facebook faux pas today. Paw? I'm going to be reading the chat room to see what's going on there, big dog. I did a lot of stupid things today. I don't know. I'm looking forward to see what's going to write in the chat room. But, ladies and gentlemen, from the week, got to give them a lot of credit. These guys are geniuses. only in America. Children over the age of 12 face up to 6 months in jail if they're caught in Chesapeake, Virginia, this Halloween, engaging in the activity commonly known as trick or treat. City officials passed the ordinance to prevent older kids from engaging in Halloween mischief. Even children under 12 are banned from trick or treating after 8 p.m. and face jail time of not more than 30 days. Not more than 30 days. Wow. That's crazy. That is crazy. And speaking of being crazy, Big Dog, you have editing rights, so you can correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, yeah, okay. NDB Media acknowledges clearly that on the NDB Media page, Paul Allen passed away today, and I've got to take the snicker and the laugh out of my tone. This is a man that helped give us Microsoft, what most of us are using on our computers. Not on my phone, but computers around the world. They changed everything. They gave us the ability to do things that we only dreamed of or saw on television. And Paul Allen was one of them. And I posted within minutes, seconds of his notice of passing that he also owned the Clippers, and he does not. It's Steve Ballmer that owns the Clippers. So Big Dog says that's a faux pas. That's a straight-out F up, pal. Thank you. There's no way of getting around that. That's just a straight F up. I'm going to talk to the editor who posted that one, and I'm going to fire that bastard. I'm going to fire – you know what? He's fired right now. Not going to fire him. He's fired. There it is. Wow. No, wait. Mama didn't lend me money. Daddy didn't lend me money. And I didn't alter the tax code. Okay, well, anyway, maybe I should stop right there. Anyway, I didn't get a loan in excess of 400 and so many millions when I was 3. But we'll ignore the tax stuff. Anyway, city officials passed the ordinance to prevent older kids from engaging in Hollywood mischief. What the hell are they going to do? Knock on doors? Trick or treat? You know, smell my, you know, whatever. Come on. Bunch of idiots. And it could be 30 days in jail. Unbelievable. I just can't believe it. History Pete, thanks for joining us. I think I got it right this time. Thank you, young man, for today as well. What a treat. Thank you. We'll have to do something again similar. So if you hear the music in the background, I do apologize. I always have City Skylines going. But anyway, continuing. Only in America, a Florida woman says her daughter was suspended from high school because her ripped jeans showing her right knee might inflame the hormones of male students. Oh, my God. Is this the roaring 20s? I'm like, is this the time before the bikini? Before the atom bomb? Oh, my goodness. Melissa McKinley says an administrator told her daughter she should consider the guys in her class and their hormones when choosing her outfit. McKinley noted that many male students wearing shorts have two knees showing. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, only in America or Utah or somewhere where buck teeth are prevalent in middle America. Go figure. Wow. It was a good week, ladies and gentlemen, for consistency. When Chris Davis and the Oakland Athletics finished the baseball season with a .247 batting average for the fourth consecutive year, Davis is the first player in Major League history to post the exact same average to 3 decimal places 4 years in a row. .247. That's a Star Trek number, pal. That means you're living in an eternal loop. Oh, man. We got to get the Sutherland in there with Data, and we got to break you out of that loop next year. You got to hit like .273. Yeah, that'd be good. But .247 is a Star Trek number. Well, you know, the 47 is, but whatever. It was a good week for Greek donkeys, which will no longer be forced to give rides to obese tourists. Aw, but I wanted to. Damn them. They're no longer going to be forced to give rides to obese tourists visiting the mountainous island of Santorini. after a pressure campaign by animal rights activists, jackasses, the Greek government passed a law banning donkey riders in excess of 220 pounds. I am unable to ride one. I am offended. Do I get a participation trophy for being offended? No, I think my age group doesn't get one, but I want one. I'm offended. It was a good week for creative destruction. I may no longer be offended. After a painting by Banksy, the elusive British graffiti artist, spontaneously shredded itself at Sotheby's in London when an anonymous bidder bought it for $1.4 million. The art world being what it is, experts say the tattered remains of Girl with Balloon are now worth more than $2 million. Well, quite frankly, folks, I think that's just a lot of hot air. But what do I know? And speaking of stupid statements, the aforementioned one could be ignored. It was a bad week for creative destruction after artist Saeed El-Attab of Paterson, New Jersey. Yeah, that sounds right. Saeed El-Attab of Paterson, New Jersey. Yeah, it just doesn't sound right. Are you going to call me insensitive or stupid or ignorant? Go for it. Set fire to 20 of his paintings. You see? See? I guess I'm not stupid. In his backyard to protest poor attendance figures at his most recent gallery show. Aw, spoiled little brat. People said they were too busy to attend, explained El-Attab, so I burned my paintings. Well, thank God he burned some of his own stuff and he didn't burn anyone else's. Maybe you can sell the charred remains for double their value. It was a bad week for new touchdown celebrations after Pittsburgh Steelers receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. Not a real name? Yeah, I guess. Juju Smith-Schuster landed back in the end zone and pantomimed giving birth to the football. The gift of life! The gift of a touchdown! Simon Schuster later exulted on Twitter. Wow. Okay. Folks, look, NFL, this is something we may talk about on Monday night, but guys, either you let them, you know, celebrate the town or you don't. I have to admit, I miss the days of being the color commentator with Sonny Clark, the couch potato, where in the indoor football league, if you score a touchdown, you get either 15 or 20 seconds to do whatever the hell you want. And there were no fights, nothing, because each team could celebrate. And most of the time, it was just decent celebration. A few guys were creative, and they came up with a few funny things. But either you let them celebrate or you don't. And if you're equal to both sides, you know, then it should work. But come on, NFL. I mean, I think it's a little inappropriate, but just based on what I read, it's kind of funny, but I'm a guy. So what do I know? It was a bad week for drunk flying. And no, I don't have my pilot's license yet. But if you guys want to go ahead and give us a call, you know the number. 914-338-0314. I'm so used to saying this, the sports program, 1-347-6-3-7-2-3-0-6. But this one is the first one I should know, 914-338-0314. Yes, I have it. Go ahead. Go ahead and give us a call if you'd like. But continue with drunk flying, and no, we're not talking about Delta, United, American, US Air, or any of those, nor would I imply as such. I do not intend to impugn their reputation, because they've been pretty good in the last so many years. We haven't had any crashes. Drunk flying after Gilbert, Minnesota police warned the public about drunken birds flying into windows, cars, and acting confused. The birds are eating berries that have been fermented due to an early frost. Global warming! Climate change! Police said. They didn't say the two phrases I did. Should sober up within a short period of time. I'm sorry. Oh, I just thought that got me at the very end. I'm sorry. Wow. Awesome. I'm still here. I just paused because the big dog does that to me all the time. So, Laker fan or the big dog corrected me. Steve Ballmer owns the Clippers and Mr. Allen owned the Seahawks. So, There it is. There's another. Everyone has been up in arms, except for the dead guy, in the Saudi Arabian embassy in Turkey. Because apparently they killed a reporter from the Washington Post. And everyone it seems to know they did it, and they were threatening to go to economic war. Well, it looks like everyone called their bluff and said, did you know the United States is the largest or biggest oil producer and gas in the world now? I think someone came to their senses, and now it looks like Saudi Arabia is admitting that, well, we were kind of questioning them, but, you kind of want to hold on to someone, and you get a little emotional and stuff, and, instead of giving them a hug, you strangle them, and or, you punch them in the shoulder, and you miss and get them in the temple. Apparently, they were just questioning him. They were talking to him, and he died. Wow. That sounds like a sucky interview, if you ask me, but what do I know? I don't know anything. The United States is sending our ambassador, not our ambassador, our Secretary of State, to find out what's going on or to threaten the Saudi Arabians. So, this is bad. I hope they own up to it, and I hope they get sanctioned. Because that's what we do to everyone now. We just sanction them. So, hey, we'll see. Don't know if you heard about detainees, but in Beijing, the Interpol head was detained. Chinese official announced last week that Meng Hongwei, president of the Interpol, I'm sure I'm butchering his name. President of the International Police Cooperation Agency, Interpol, who disappeared while visiting China, has been arrested on suspicion of corruption. Meng, a Chinese citizen, traveled from Lyon, France, where Interpol is based, to Beijing last month. His wife reported him missing after he texted her a knife emoji, signifying danger, soon after landing and then went silent. He is the latest top Chinese official to be caught up in the anti-corruption sweep that is seen by many critics as a cover for purging potential rivals to President Xi Jinping. Like others forcibly disappeared before him, said Maya Wang. I'm not making this up. Maya Wang of Human Rights Watch. Meng faces detention until he confesses under duress, an unfair trial, and then harsh imprisonment, possibly for many years. Yeah, this guy hit the Interpol. Wow. I guess we know not to give them a job anymore. But, hey, this one's a little more serious. I don't know if you heard, but an American was detained or denied entry. And this happened in Tel Aviv. Israel has detained an American student of Palestinian descent and sent her to a deportation hearing because of her activism, advocating for a boycott of Israeli goods. Yeah, people don't like that. If you're kind of like against the product and you come over and visit, what do you expect me to say? Yeah, freaking millennial, come on in. No, I'm going to hold up my bat, an obscene gesture, and say goodbye. I don't even know why I'm even covering that one, but come on. Come on, folks. I'm not saying what she's doing is right or wrong. It's just, come on. You want my sympathy? It's like you're picking a fight with the lion, and you go visit the lion, and the lion says, ha-ha! Jordan, me and my clutchies now. Come on. I mean, that sounds like the scorekeeper planning his usual Saturday program. He just comes up with whatever comes past. It's not very smart. Don't know if you heard, but last week, Pompeo, the very same Secretary of State on his way to Saudi Arabia, claims progress. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un had a productive talk in Pyongyang this week and agreed to schedule another summit between Kim and President Trump. We can now see a path to where we'll achieve the ultimate goal, Pompeo said, which is the full and final verified denuclearization of North Korea. The Secretary of State did not give any details about what steps would be included on that path or how long denuclearization would take. Hey, you know how hard it is for us to denuclearize the USS Enterprise? We're finding this a bitch, man. And we know what we're doing. And we're having issues. So, hey, folks, here's a problem. Do you know that there's still time to save the Enterprise? Someone's got to save it. The USS Enterprise, CVN-65, They're taking out the nuclear reactors, but it's very difficult. I guess, kid, there's a lesson here. Once you put in, it's very difficult to take out. Take that however you want. As I said, the Secretary of State did not give any details about what steps would be included on that path or how long the... Yeah, I already said that. But Pompeo did say that Kim would allow international inspectors. Dude, just allow them now. Don't wait. Do it now. Do it now. Into his supposedly decommissioned Punggye-ri nuclear testing site and the dismantled Sohae missile engine test facility, only once the two sides had agreed on logistics. Nah, come on, give it up now. Say, you know what, we believe in this. Come and take a look. We shut it down. Come on, homie. And that would be a nice gift. That would mean that, hey, you were invited over, you got to see the bathroom, and you found out where the stuff is. So think about it. How many times you go over someone's place and you see the bathroom? It's the same thing. Think about it. Here you get a lot of noxious waste, nuclear gases, and explosions that only older people try to cover up. I'm serious. Hope Hicks, one of President Trump's closest aides from the outset of his campaign through his first year in office, is joining Fox. What a shock. As chief communications officer, she resigned as White House communications director in February, day after telling Congress that she occasionally told white lies on Trump's behalf. A hot day, by the way. I did marketing work for Ivanka Trump's clothing collection soon after graduating from Southern Methodist University and quickly caught on to the Trump organization. Really? Despite her political inexperience, she became a prominent player in the Trump campaign and one of the president-elect's most trusted aides. In her new role, Hicks will oversee communications for Fox News, Fox Sports, and the company's broadcast network, which will be spun off from a larger entertainment company bought by Disney. Wow. Well, there you go. Hope Hicks, we didn't offer you a job. We did offer Palin a job. She didn't take it. But congratulations, you're with FAUX News. Good for you. Good for you. Taylor Swift is often criticized for ducking political controversy, but she finally said, do it, vote! And a lot of people registered. Good for you. Barbara Bush, former President George W. Bush's daughter, W., was married this past week at her family's famous Walker Point compound in Kennebunkport, Maine. W. walked his daughter down the aisle at a private ceremony attended by 20 family members, including former President Herbert Walker Bush, who at 94 has been in and out of the hospital in recent years. And as evidenced over the last year, he's been in and out of a lot of bras too, but that's neither here nor there. Barbara, 36, who married screenwriter Craig Coyne, 37, is co-founder of the nonprofit Global Health Corps and the fraternal twin of Today correspondent Jenna Bush Hager. W said the bride was named for a unique and strong woman, the family matriarch who died in April at 92. Yes, God bless Barbara Bush. She's dead. We'll move on, just like she did. It must be true if I read it in the tabloid. A pair of crooks who used a drone to fly drugs into a Scottish prison were busted after they accidentally filmed themselves with a gadget. What a bunch of pendejos. Paul Riley and Michael Martin, well, there you go, didn't realize the drone's camera was recording as they loaded the device with pills and marijuana. But when the drone crashed in the yard at Perth Prison, guards found 18 minutes of incriminating video. Hey, wasn't it 18 minutes that Nixon erased? Do you think it's the same thing? And I lost the chat room. No, it probably is the same thing. If the chat room's gone, then it must be that. I'll see if I get back in the chat room right now. Like I said, once you go in, you better be careful with what comes out. Oh, hey, here we go. Oh, there's been some comments. Dodgers losing, 4-0, top of the eighth. Well, I guess this program's done. We can't top that. Monday Night Football is going on. Maybe we could get an update on that as well, gentlemen and others. They said, including images of the gang's house address. Riley and Martin were sentenced to 4 years in prison. quote, if there was an award for the movie with the most inept director, said a prosecutor, then it would have been won by the accused. Are you sure it wasn't the Mary Jane that helped you out? A Utah family is out more than $1,000 after their toddler found an envelope stuffed with cash and fed it into a shredder. 2-year-old Leo Belknap often helps his mom, Jackie, shred junk mail. So when he saw the fat envelope filled with cash for football season tickets, he knew just what to do. Leo's parents frantically searched the house for the cash and eventually found the shredded bills in the trash. Jackie cried for a minute, then saw the funny side. This was one of those moments when you just have to laugh. But I understand that you could take it to one of the banks and you could tell them, look, it's shredded. Put it back together. Don't shred any tears for me, Shredder. You know, the kid's name is now Shredder. Kind of like 45. The nickname is Spanky. Actually, that's the new Secret Service name for 45. It is Spanky. Can't be Linus. It's Spanky. An Ohio man has become an internet celebrity after another driver filmed him cruising down the highway with a cow in the back seat of his pickup truck. Corey Morris adopted Annie the cow when she was 1 day old. Annie is now 18 months, weighs 800 pounds, and often rides with Morris. Her favorite destination is McDonald's, Mickey D's, where Morris treats her to an ice cream. Well, okay, before I was mentioning the ice cream, isn't that kind of like cowbaric? Or isn't that kind of like, yeah. All right, anyway, think about it. The cow gives off milk, and now it's like consuming the milk and the cream and all that stuff. And I really thought that they were going to buy a Big Mac. I'm like, you really want to screw with the cow? Hey, do you want a quarter pounder with cheese, or do you want a Big Mac? Are you really feeling rough? You want the buttermilk biscuits? I would have given the buttermilk biscuits, but, you know, I'm just a pig either way. Big Dog says, 27-23 49ers, 4:43 left in the third, and it's 7:29 p.m., so you figure out how far behind we are. Oh, my God, it's against the Packers. That's a Big Dog's team, and the Dodgers losing 4-0. Oh, my God, it's anarchy. Rebellion is in its fomenting. Anyway. As I mentioned, her favorite destination is McDonald's, where Morris treats her to an ice cream. When Morris is asked why he has a cow in the backseat, he responds, where else would I put her? I actually thought the response would have been, it's cheaper to keep her. Come on. That was damn funny. No? Don't think so? Anyway. Only 1 in 3 Americans were able to pass the multiple choice test required for immigrants applying to become citizens. When quizzed, only 13% of Americans knew when the Constitution was ratified. Come on, kids. Don't look it up. Tell me, when was the Constitution ratified? 1789. Come on, kids. Tell me when the Constitution was ratified. 1789. Well, what do I know? I don't know anything. And they didn't know which countries the United States fought in World War II. Oh, come on. Come on. And I bet they didn't even know that the cruiser Tone was responsible for launching the scout plane 30 minutes late. Bet you didn't know that either, huh, you dumb idiots? When it comes to history, I bet you they're tone deaf. And 57% couldn't say how many justices are on the Supreme Court. That's pathetic. Yes, way to go, History Pete, 1789. You demand. You win. You demand. Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her in high school, is still receiving unending death threats, and her family will not be able to return to their home for quite some time, her lawyer says. This is in the noted section of the news. This is not funny. Folks, whether you agree or not with what happened, it's over. It's done. You need to stop. Whether it was fair or not, it's over. You need to leave her alone. Whether you believe her or not, it still took an incredible amount of wherewithal to do what she did. You don't believe her, fine. Let her go. Let her disappear into history. Still threatening her? If you're, you know, wanting to do harm to her? What does that make you effing cowards? forgive me for being sexist, but she's a woman. Leave her alone. Over the past 6 years, at least 259 people around the world have died while taking selfies. Okay, right there. We'll stop. That's it. That's all you need to know. These are like the idiots that are walking on the street with their noses in their phones. They get what they deserve. If employer health care coverage offered to workers rose to nearly $20,000 for a family plan this year. Yeah, I know. That's about right. Increasing by 5% according to the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation. Once again, employers also increase the deductibles that workers pay in order to keep premiums from rising even further. That's from CNBC. Wow. Well, it just goes to show you whether it was 1789 or 1788. There you go. Do you believe everything you hear on the internet? This week. Truth is confirmed by inspection and delay. Falsehood by haste and uncertainty. Do you know who said that? It was Tacitus. This is an interesting planet. It deserves all the attention you can give it. Novelist Marilynne Robinson quoted in RealSimple.com. Fear is that little dark room where negatives are developed. Comedian Michael Pritchford quoted in the New York Post. Let me take a look and see if Mr. Ferguson has called in. That stupid little rat bastard. He told me he was going to, you know what? You know, that stupid rat bastard. Just because he's in Arizona, he makes me do the program, doesn't even show up. I bet you that's what his girlfriend say, but that's neither here nor there. How am I going to text this dumbass? All right, let me see. Contacts. Well, no, if I do this for the iPhone, it's actually going to go directly to him. I don't have that awesome stuff where, oh, actually, I don't have AT&T where I can go ahead and do internet stuff while I'm talking on the phone. But I'm going to try it. I'm going to send him a message. Call in. It's, what the hell's the number? I should know this. 914. Whoops, I put it 814. Can someone tell me what 814 is? 338-0314. Look that up for me. Okay. It may have gone through because I have the wireless here at home. So we'll see. All right. We'll continue with that. Each generation thinks it invented sex. And this one is author Robert Heinlein. Cool. I did not know that one. That's actually some good sarcasm. If the facts are against you, argue the law. If the law is against you, argue the facts. If the law and the facts are against you, pound the table and yell like hell. Poet Carl Sandburg quoted in RedState.com. That's the closest I'm ever going to get to quoting anything from RedState.com, but whatever. We're open to everyone here. Every great cause begins as a movement, becomes a business, and eventually degenerates into a racket. So says philosopher Eric Hofer, quoted in the DailyBeast.com. And finally, mystique is 100 times better than publicity. Former Hollywood agent and part manager at Disney, Michael Ovitz, was quoted in the Times UK. Woohoo! That's pretty good. I like it. I like it. So, don't know if you heard, folks, but there's a lot of stuff going on in tech. I have a few items right here. Facebook portal into your home. The question is, would you let Facebook peek or peer around your living room or kitchen? Asked Kurt Wagner in Recode.net. You'll soon get to decide. The social media firm this week unveiled Portal, a 199 smart speaker and video screen that will compete against Amazon's Alexa and Google's home devices. Portal comes with a high-def screen, built-in camera, and four microphones, and some impressive video calling capabilities. Its smart camera automatically zooms, pans, and focuses as people move around the room. Shit, that's not going in the bedroom, then. Hell no. I will destroy the internet. Sorry. A little bit of arrogance there. We would destroy the internet, but that's neither here nor there. The company promises a host of privacy features like we need it. and says calls will never be recorded or seen by Facebook. That's bullshit. Come on. You know it is. Wow. And yes, folks, Windows still crashes. And of all the days, bugs are creeping back into Microsoft Windows, said Tom Warren in The Verge. Microsoft pulled its latest Windows 10 update last week after users complained the operating system was deleting their documents. I don't know if it's deleting my documents, but we are having issues at my place of business. That is true. With this last update, it has really knocked on our behind. Well, my computer's newer because, you know, I'm a suck-up and I know how to do it properly. So I have everything I want at work. It comes with great skill at drawing certain things when one is younger, but that's neither here nor there. Microsoft has a history of problematic system upgrades, but try to do better by listening to its customers after the Windows 8 disaster. The company has opened up test versions of its programs to millions of users, but still seems to be missing problems. Microsoft had to delay last April's Windows 10 update after finding it could cause the dreaded blue screen of death. That's what happened at my coworker station today. I told them, oh, you dead. Well, I mean, your computer dead, but you might as well be dead, but you can't do anything. I told him just like that, too. And he actually understood me. Total operating system freeze, the blue screen of death. Microsoft hasn't revealed how the deletion error got into the most recent update, and it's unlikely the company ever will. I can tell you, I saw the blue screen of death today. He's not good. And speaking of stuff like this, Elon Musk's dream of a Hyperloop underground transit system that propels passengers at 750 miles per hour through the underground magnetic tubes is slowly taking shape. It's a tube. How the hell can it slowly take shape? Think about that. Obviously, the writer has nothing to say, and more like this reader who's reading what the writer said. But again, John Porter in TheVerge.com says the Hyperloop TT, one of several startups racing to make Musk's vision a reality, this week unveiled its first full-scale passenger capsule. The 5-ton, 105-foot-long Quintero One is almost completely constructed from sensor-embedded carbon fiber. Hyperloop TT calls the material Vibranium, the same name as the fictional metal in Captain America's shield. The startup will now test the capsule at its track in Toulouse, France. Don't expect it to hit Musk's promised speeds anytime soon, though. The Hyperloop speed record currently stands at 284 miles per hour, set by a 187-pound miniature pod, too small for any passengers. Awesome. There it is. Well, I'm going to refresh my switchboard, and we're good. Ladies and gentlemen, my voice is going, so we're going to go to the lady of NDB Media, the dream of dreams, the one who is the fantasy for one and all. Let us go to her right now.
What? Come on!
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurt.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Betty White, the empress of NDB Media, dare I say. I remember the first time I saw that commercial. Oh, my God, it was absolutely hilarious. Oh, I love it so. So if you guys have any updates on the scores, I'd sure love it. I think we're just going to go on for a little while longer. I want to thank everyone that, oh, guys, I've got to do this. I've been doing this for the sports channel, but now I want to do this on the primary channel because I skipped a week. And I was just screwing around. But this is, wow. I want to give a shout out to everyone who's listening to us. This is incredible. Our total listens, oh, where was it? I'll get total listens in a moment. I had it, but okay, is this it? Okay, I'll have to see that in a moment. But our total audience, the United States is 65.88% of our listening audience by share. But then we have Ireland there, lads. So, Big Dog, now you know why I kiss the blarney so much. Ireland, 6.11. Norway, my heritage, where we're from, 4.0. The United Kingdom there, lad. Ian's listening to a lot of recordings. Thank God bless you, Ian. 3.76. Achtung! Sieg Heil! Germany, 1.88. And we have been listened to at one time or another in Canada, in Mexico, in Guatemala, in the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Argentina, Uruguay. But the Falklands, they don't listen to us. Oh, Panama. Oh, wow. Panama's also listened to us. And the Costa Rica. Ooh. Let's see who else. South Africa. Zimbabwe. Wow, we love you guys. Morocco. Tunisia. Rumor has it, a lot of people died there, and that's what started the spring thingy rebellion. Spain, Portugal, France, actually all of Europe except for, is that Belarus? Yeah, I think Belarus is the only one that hasn't listened to us in Europe. There's another one just south of Ukraine, south west, and part of Yugoslavia. Russia, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan. They've listened to us. Mongolia, China, India, Pakistan, Oman, the UAE. They must like my Star Trek Beyond review. Saudi Arabia, Israel, Sri Lanka or Ceylon. Wow. Philippines, Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea. Wow. Formosa, Taiwan. Lots of places. I thank everyone who has listened to NDB Media. We are thrilled that you do so. And quick update, Dodgers are still down 4-0, top of the ninth. And Laker fan says the 49ers are beating the Packers. They're packing the Packers in. 30-23. It was 27-23, but I guess they got a field goal. Because, you know, if you do the math, it's 27. So start at 27. 28 is 1. 29 is 1. And 30 is 1. So it's 1, 2, 3. That's a 3. That's like a field goal in football. Or an uggo somewhere on Sunset Boulevard, whatever. That's 30-23. Yeah, I know, I said it. Let me go to the dashboard. Is that where I can get the numbers? Yes, 442,077 listens. We thank you one and all. We have 494 followers. Wow. We're just thrilled here on Blog Talk Radio. We are thankful, folks. And we enjoy you spending time with us. Do you have any suggestions? I did not get any hate mail. Actually, I didn't get an email this week. This is the first time that I didn't get email. That's why I had to come on tonight. Because I didn't get any hate mail from anyone. I always get mail, and I didn't get any this week. So it must have been a holiday week somewhere around the world. But I want to thank all of you. And I think we're going to be scheduling a joke night very, very soon. I will be on vacation. Don't know exactly, but my vacation is basically going to start on the 7th. I will be working the 6th as a poll worker in La Habra. So if you want to come over and visit me, I'll somewhere declare I'm going to be at, I don't know which church it is, but I will be the NVC, which is the Neighborhood Voting Center Director, meaning there's going to be like 3 different polling precincts there. And I'm going to be at the door telling people where to go and how to find it. Oh, my God. Is there a better job for me? Think about it. I get to tell people what to do. And it has to do with politics. Oh, Woody time, folks. Intellectual Woody time. And all other Woody times. So, I will be on vacation from the 7th all the way through till the 25th. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be vacation for me on the 6th, really, being a poll worker. But I am thrilled that I'm able to do this. And I recommend anyone who lives in L.A. County, folks. And even if you don't live in L.A. County, you can still volunteer and they'll still pay you. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, folks. You work as a poll worker. It's a long day. They'll pay you, I think it's like $140 for the entire day. It's a day of service. But when you hear people talk about voter fraud and you hear about all these theories and stuff, when you're a poll worker, you learn if there really is any voter fraud or not. When you realize who are the people that are doing it, excluding me, it is amazing how people from all walks of life become poll workers, and they're all trying to do the right thing. They are just as yourself, leery of everyone else, and making sure that the law is followed. It's a beautiful thing. And the reason why I say that you should give it a shot is because the system is changing in Los Angeles County, where 2 years from now, we will not have regular polling precincts anymore. There will be large centers. You'll be able to vote 14 days in advance, and you'll be able to vote by mail, and or you'll have to go to one of the larger voting centers. They won't need people like me anymore, because it's going to be like, I don't know, a convention, I guess. It's going to be big, and it's going to be a lot different than the personal touch that there is now. There's still time to sign up. Go to lavote.net, folks. I implore you to do it, not for me, but for you to know what it's really like. And once, and you hear that savant in the distance talking about voter fraud and how there's always sketchy and, oh, well, I heard. Do it once, and you'll know the truth. Because the only thing that I am certain of, and every person that has cried voter fraud, I ask them one simple question. Have you ever been a poll worker? And they always say, I've never danced with Destiny or Mystique. I put my head down, I shake my head, and I realize that when you think you've seen it all, there's always an idiot to prove you're wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, as serious as I can be, I should have ended it right there. Damn it, I should have ended it right there. But I had that set up from my exuberance is real. Do it, folks. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that will not come back again. And you really see how it works. It's a beautiful thing. Forgive me as I go back for a moment. One of the best days I ever had was in 2008, in the first Tuesday in February. It was a Super Tuesday election. California had moved up its primaries, and Senator Barack Obama, Senator Hillary Clinton, and many others were running, and it was one of the most chaotic, exciting days of my life. After lunch, I did not sit down because of all the people that wanted to vote. And what will stand out in my mind the most, and forgive my memoir line, these are my memories that I have, and they will stay with me forever. When the polls opened that day, we were all rushing to get everything ready to go, and I had the catbird seat. An older couple had brought in their 18-year-old daughter, and they presented her to me. They said, this is the first time she's voting. Slowly, I gave her the information. I thanked her parents. After she went to vote, I sent her to the little place to vote. I thanked the parents for bringing her. I swear we had a connection. I was smiling. It was a toothy grin. And I was so happy. They brought her at 7 in the morning to vote. It was bitching. And throughout the day, there were stories, and I'll never forget that there were people that came up to me because they put me as the one who was doing the purple envelopes, the difficult envelopes, the provisional ones. I had them lined up. I was handling 20, 30 people at a time. It was awesome. I know the other precincts, those bastards. They were saying, go see him over there. None of the other provisional people were working. I was. But it was no problem. I was a part of history. And again, forgive me. This is a bit one-sided, but there were people I will never, ever forget that came up to vote. And there was a lady in a wheelchair. She was in her 80s or 90s. And she said she wanted to vote for Hillary. And she said Hillary, not senator, not first lady, it was Hillary. And the reason why my voice was cracking, or is because she said she's voting because there's a chance that a woman may become president of the United States, because she was born at a time when women could not vote. As I'm floored now, 10 years later. It was one of my greatest privileges to help her vote. I never have forgotten her. I still remember her from time to time. And I remember other people. I remember the pressure, the lines. The lines were going out the door, and people were frustrated, and we're getting close to 8 o'clock. And being the animal that I am, when people were getting nervous and like, we're running out of time, I stood up from the table, and I told everyone that was lined up in our precinct, folks, bear with us. One way or another, you will vote today. It doesn't matter how we get there, but you will vote, and your vote will count. And their eyes were on me, and I could see their stress and tension ebb away because I told them it didn't matter. If we had to go over, we would still have them vote. And I was at St. Helen's Church in Southgate that year, that February, that Tuesday, that primary day. Still have the certificate, and it's the one that's on my wall. I was a poll worker that day. We know what happened later that year, who was elected. But I was a part of it. And I will forever keep that with me. I will not forget that 18-year-old who was one of the first ones to vote, and the older grandma, maybe even great-grandma, that was wheeled in and shared with me that she had to vote. And she had the opportunity to vote for Hillary. That's a little bit of my history, folks. And it is coming time to vote. I ask you, I implore you, don't do it for me. Don't do it for her. Do it for yourself. You know I've always been pro-activity. And that's what this is about. Decide for you. Go and vote. You can still get an absentee ballot or vote by mail ballot. Make it happen. Listen to this program. We will be going over the propositions starting in the next few weeks. And several people of the propositions for and against have already committed. We did this in 2010. We're going to do it again. We try to give you both sides and have you decide. There's a lot of ugly stuff out there, and we try to work through it with you. We don't tell you what to do, but we try to bring it. And as I like to say, I like to bring it in English, simple English, so you can understand and make your decision. An informed voter. In the movie The Professionals, when they were opening up the third quarter, they had just announced that the NFL had made a deal with the players. These subs, they were done. It was over. They wouldn't play after that day. And Gene Hackman told them, gentlemen, there is no tomorrow for you. The next 30 minutes are yours. Do you know what that makes you? It makes you dangerous. Are those players? We are informed voters. And for us, there is no tomorrow. And we vote. Because I'm not going to let anyone decide my future. An informed voter is dangerous. And they don't like that. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get off my lectern. Yeah, do it for me, please. Vote for yourselves. These are the times that we get to take. Hold of our lives, our collective lives. Other people kill for this. And we have it. All we have to do is walk into a booth, pound that marker, that little thing that kills the Chad. Our voice is louder, louder than President Whitmore's on July 4th. When you vote, when we all vote, our voices rise up and we say we will not go out into the night. We will not go out without a fight. We will vote and we will go on and we will live. Just like there, it is our destiny and we will win.